Welcome to the sunny side, ladies and gentlemen, young and old, married, single, separated, complicated, employed, job hunting, CEO, entrepreneur. I mean, whatever strata of the society you belong to, welcome to the sunny side. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon, one which is suitable for a purge, for a cleansing of the soul. My name is Ehianeta Favor Wybie. I am the host of the Sunny Morning Show here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. But I am standing in for the illustrious Joyce Oyemowar. I started yesterday, and thank you for a great show yesterday. I had such a good time. It's Confessions Thursday. Yes, Confessions Thursday is where you bear it all, where you call into the show and pour out your mind. You know, should you have been struggling within yourselves, you know, happenings too delicate to share, but yet too disturbing to withhold. Feel free to unburden yourself today. No judgment, no comparison. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call if you are a man. 01465-7190 is the number to call if you are a woman. I'll take that again. 0700-993-993-993 if you're a man. 01465-7190 is the number to call if you are a woman. 08095975805 is our WhatsApp line. Remember, you can stay anonymous. That is completely fine. Are you seeking advice? You find yourself on a T-junction and you don't know what the next move should be. Feel free to call into the show. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you.
Yeah, I miss Joyce. I must confess.
Don't we all? I miss her too.
Hello?
Hello, we're here. Go on.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous. I once have an affair with one girl. And then after which the younger sister jumped in and to be very sincere, I have to sleep with two of them. And for a while now, the elder sister, who was my original girlfriend, has been haunting me because she finally discovered that I slept with the younger sister.
Oh, wow.
Though I called Joy on this very program last time, I complained the same thing to her.
Okay.
And then she told me that I should run away. And then I ran away. I've been away for a while now, and I've been staying with my friend somewhere in VGC. And one surprising thing that happened again, this girl, the younger sister, still traced me and come to VGC. And for now, I don't know what to do. I don't really know what to do. What should I do?
But here's my question: how did she trace you? Because I want to believe that when Joyce said run away, she probably didn't mean it physically. She probably said in terms of cutting off contact with the siblings. But you know, how come the younger sister can still reach you?
She had my contact. Like she was calling me that she really loved me. That she. She wanted me, I should not mind her elder sister, that she want to see me. So, and then I don't have any option, so I have to let her in. And then she came, we had fun, but the sister is still calling me, threatening me that whenever she sees me, she's going to kill me. I don't really know what to do. I don't know if I should run away from Lagos totally and go back to the village. I don't know.
But here's the thing, even if you go to the village or you leave Nigeria, what are the chances that if the younger one calls you again, you still would not, you know, tell her to come? Because I want to believe that you gave out your address to the younger sister, right?
Yeah, I do. But now the thing is more than me. I can't handle it. I really.
Why can't you handle it? Are you in love with the younger one?
I really love the elder sister, but the younger one...
You just can't keep your hands off the younger one.
Oh. In fact, I'm really confused. Okay. I'm really confused.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to drop your call and give my two cents. And if anybody wants to come in terms of advice, remember I said no judgment. Feel free to call into the show. But here's the thing. I think I'm going to agree with Joyce and tell you once again, run. Run for your life. And I'm going to break it down because it feels as though you did not understand what Joyce might have meant. I stand to be corrected, but this is what I understand by Joyce's statement of saying run. You know, it means to cut all ties with the siblings. You know, you could block their number, you could restrict access. You know, for every time anybody tries to reach you, you could cut the person off. Now you have the elder sibling telling you that she'll take your life and the younger one not wanting to let you go. You know, I'm saying it again, my brother, run, cut it off, not run out of Lagos or go to the Sambisa Forest. Cut them off. That's what it means to run. It's Confessions Thursdays. Keep your calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call if you're a man. 01-465-7190. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Okay, Samuel. Brandon.
Welcome, Samuel.
You know, I just want to talk concerning the other caller's probably needing advice. You see, everything is about the mind.
Mm.
It's just like the Bible said that, you know, everything proceeds out of our mind is what our mouth says. You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
So even if we are going to commit a sin, it firstly comes in within your heart. So when your mind regrets about it, then that is where you put in the action. So the same way, the guy has deemed me fit, you know, sleeping with the two of them, fine, it is from their mind.
Mm-hmm.
He must have thought of it even in his closet at the point before he carried it out like that. So the same way, the kind of level of discipline, and also when I say discipline, even both physical and spiritual discipline, in terms of seeking God's face and feel so remorseful that, oh, what I've done is really, really bad. You know, when your heart is broken, when you are sorrowful about what you have done, okay, so there won't be that physical energy. And that is why, sorry for tending towards biblical, whatever. You know, that's why he said that, I mean, to be sorrowful, godly sorrowful, you know, it's a what you call great gain. So, I mean, when your mind is already down, you know, it's already like, oh, you are broken yourself. You know, the flesh will not have that kind of power over you. It's like the guy, if you want to be sincere with them, he's still having some one or two recourses, you know, to the younger sister. That's just the idea, because there is no way you could say, okay, you flee from where you are then going to Fiji and somebody now trades you. I don't know where they are staying before. So, I mean, it is him. It is not let go. That kind of not let go spirit is still, I mean, working on the guy. And sincerely, it's grievous. You know, you say we don't make a judgment. All I've seen, of course, we too, let me take, talking to you, I've been tempted in such a way before.
Hmm.
But because...
You have been tempted in such a way before?
Yes, but
do you want to share with us?
Hey, yes, but because of determination and the consequences that I've thought that meant, the consequences will be much more, I mean, grievous than 5 minutes joy or things like that. That's why we ran away. So the bottom line is that he need to realize that he has done something grievous. He need to be sorrowful. You understand? He need to.
Thank you very much, Sam. I appreciate you.
So that I can come out of it.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Italy. How are you?
Very well. It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm all right. My name is Ross.
Welcome.
Yeah, the sun rises here.
Mm-hmm. True. Right. It definitely does.
Yeah, I wish her good and safe recovery, and I want her to come back quick.
Yes, now, she will.
So this guy, I think the guy didn't really take the advice I was giving to him previously. He was supposed to cut off all ties with both of them. Okay? Are you still with me?
Absolutely, I'm here.
Okay. He was supposed to cut off all ties with both of them. For the fact that he's still connected with the younger one, that still gives the other one the impression that they are still having an affair. That's why she's still battling to see him and to hurt him. Okay? He's supposed to cut off all ties from them, not necessarily running out from the States, but change your location, start afresh. There's another option. If you feel you have something to settle with the elder one, you can go with one or two other persons, appease the elder one. Ask for forgiveness. If you go alone, she might hurt you, but you look for one or two persons that you could go with, appease her, maybe ask for forgiveness and or whatnot, then choose one of them.
Then choose one of them.
If he decides to forgive you, you choose one of them and let go of the other. But you've already planted a seed of enmity within
the siblings.
The two of them in their home. You know, that's the consequence of it. But the best advice would be for you to cut off all ties with both of them and start afresh.
Thank you so much for calling. A Still Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call if you are a man. 01465-7190 is the number to call if you are a woman. Remember, we have our WhatsApp, 08095-975805. A place like this is where there is no judgment, there is no comparison. You know, we all have skeletons in our cupboard at the end of the day, and should we open it, it would surprise you to know that, hey, you are not so bad after all. Keep the calls coming in. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I have a little advice to the guy that was saying that, he met two young girls as in the sisters. He was their friend.
Yes.
Yeah, so he has to, you know, if you know, one thing in life is that if you're a man, you are ready to settle down, you are ready to marry. Then you seek for a real partner to get married to. But if you are not ready to marry, that friendship must be something you have to be very, very careful about. Like, because I have some similar experience like that. But this one is a person. They are twins. They are twin sister.
Okay.
You understand me? So they are twin sister. So, you know, twins, sometimes they like working together, you know. They do things as if they are... So when I approach one, they look identical, they look alike. But I know the one I'm dealing with. You understand?
Okay.
You know, the other one, because he always, you know, come with his sister, he started developing a kind of... then I called the one I'm with. Then I told her, I said, yes, I really want to marry you. You understand? But your sister, you have to limit coming with her. You understand? Or... probably if I needed you to, maybe I want to, you know, you come together. You understand? So that one, at least, that solved the temptation there. You understand? So one thing he has to do is not to run away, just to go. You understand? Go with people and then take off his mind that I really want to settle down with one of them, either the younger one or the senior one. You understand?
Yes, I do.
So when you get to the family, then you have to made up in mind, tell them what you want, and then start, you know, in getting married to at least one of them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your advice. Yes. So I'm going to take a few more, you know, calls in terms of this particular man's situation. If you have an advice for him, 2-3 more calls to go. And after that, there's no more, because, you know, we have limited time and we cannot dwell on just this conversation alone. I want to believe that there's somebody out there in Lagos who, you know, this is just a place to pour out your mind. You feel better. You breathe. You know, where there's some, that thing where you have been, you know, so keeping something to yourself for so long, it feels like a burden. You know, today you can talk to me about it and even have a sigh of relief. So I'm going to take two more comments. Should you want to give this man an advice? And after that, we're going to move on to the essence of the show, which in itself is confession. Hello, good afternoon. Apologies for that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Philemon calling from Shasha.
Welcome, Philemon.
All right. You said you could give one or two advice to the guy that called in the issue. The truth is, that guy knows what to do, actually. There's an adage that says, you know, he who wears his shoe knows where his feet is. You get? So he knows what exactly to do. I don't think... I'm expecting to be getting... confessions. Let's just stop confessions. That guy knows what to do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
There's nothing you would say now
that
will make any difference.
Fat. Thank you very much. That's exactly the same thing I just said. You know, we've taken so many advices for this gentleman, and I want to believe that, you know, he must have had a roadmap as to what to do about his particular situation. He is involved with two siblings. You know, he initially started to date the first one, and the younger one got herself into this relationship, and it turns out that it was just like a mix-up of everything. And initially, he had the conversation with Joyce, where Joyce told him to run. But I want to believe that he did not understand what Joyce meant. You know, running doesn't mean pack your bag and go to Kevin Chan, and when the younger one calls you, you say, hey, I'm at Kevin Chan, or you take this bus, I miss me here. That's not you running, okay? That's you just moving a location and, you know, switching gears, in my opinion. So when we say run, it means detach yourself if you can, or have a conversation with these ladies and get to a common ground, all right? With that being said, I want to hear your confessions. 0700-993-993-993. For every challenge that comes on the show today, I'm going to give chance to just five advice. Yes, if somebody calls on the show seeking advice, we're going to take five advice from Lagos, shall we? Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Yes. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, please. I hope getting better.
Hello?
Getting better.
Oh, man, your service is terrible. Fix it and call back. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. The WhatsApp message, the WhatsApp line is 08095975805. 08095975805. This one says, good afternoon there. I once had a crush with a girl, but she wasn't serious with me then, so I moved on. Now her older sister and I are about going into a relationship. Should I give in to the present one that is giving me attention? Says Chooks from K2. So what I understand is Chooks once had a crush on a girl who didn't pay attention to him, but now her older sister seems to be giving Mr. Chooks the green light. Should he carry on with that relationship? Remember, I said anybody that calls into the show or sends a message with any form of challenge, we're going to take five advices. Yes, if you have an advice for Mr. Chooks, feel free to call into the show. But if you ask me, Mr. Chooks, I don't think you should go into that relationship. I don't think I have a life principle that says, you know, never mess where you'd eat up. That you already have a situationship going on there. If you ask me, there's over 7 billion people on the surface of the earth. You can find yourself another lady, in my opinion. So that's one advice. We have four more to go. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you. Do you have a confession? Oh, lost that call. Call back if you can. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, Nita. I just have quick advice.
All right. Let's keep it short.
Okay, there's a chance he's genuinely in love with the other sister. You know, what if they're both genuinely in love? Is it fair to say because she doesn't like that sister that he shouldn't date her? You get where I'm coming from? So there's a chance. Maybe what he has to do is, I mean, the whole point of us being adults is to communicate properly. You know, he should communicate with the girl he doesn't love that, see, your sister likes me and that we love each other, and I don't, you know, feel that way about you. What do you think? You know, have a matured conversation with her, not keeping it in the dark and, you know, being getting confused about it. And for the first caller,
now we're done taking advices for that person.
Pardon me?
We're done taking advices for that person.
Okay, for the first caller.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Keep the calls coming in. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. No, I have an advice for you.
Oh, everybody seems to be like an advisor today. Let's talk.
Yeah, in my own opinion, he has a crush for the sister. And then something came up with the other sister. His crush is not like maybe they've started dating. They are not already dating. So it's a simple thing. You can't be carrying a Diamond Bank ATM and no money for Diamond Bank this thing. Like, you will not go to Zenith Bank and withdraw your money. My brother, go ahead with your relationship. You should go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's advice number three. How many more do we have to go to? Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
It's Esther from Yanibadi.
Welcome, Esther. Good to have you.
Yeah, I want to... Anyway, it's a confession, sir.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. I was pregnant by a married man.
Okay.
And the wife is already having a passing baby boy for him.
Okay.
And he did not tell me that he's married before he started dating.
He didn't?
And he has paid the bride price of the girl. So, and I'm pregnant. If I ask him, where will I stay?
How many months pregnant are you?
Hmm?
How many months is the pregnancy?
4 months now.
Four?
So before it was 2 months and I did not even know that I'm pregnant.
Mm.
It's after a month that I did not see my period. Now, I called him to see what is happening. I'm pregnant. What will I do?
What did he say?
He has already brought the girl from the village to his house, that I cannot come and stay in his house. Okay, rent house for me or do anything that you can do so that I can bond the baby.
Yes.
He was like, there is no money now, this one. Okay, give me money, let me take care of the pregnancy or know what to do.
But he has not denied the pregnancy, has he?
No, he did not deny.
Okay, that's number one case done. Great. All right, keep going.
So I don't know what to do.
What do you do for a living?
Catering service.
Your catering service. At least you have something to do, huh?
Yeah.
We'll be off on a break. We'll be right back. We're coming back to this one, all right? Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Welcome back. It's still the Sunny Side here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Nata Lee, as some of you like to call. And it is 12:55, 5 minutes to 1 p.m. And our last call on Confessions Thursday was quite a deep one, you know, but time didn't permit us to really dig deep with her. But here's a summary of what it is she said. A young lady who is 4 months pregnant for a married man. Now, according to her, this man did not tell her that he was married, was going to get married at any point. And now we are here today. She has a 4-month-old baby in her belly, and this man has moved his wife from the village to Lagos, and he has refused, you know, to give her money to take care of herself or at least handle the expenses of, you know, having a new baby. She's a caterer, like she said, so I want to assume that she has the ability to at least cater for herself, make money and fend for her baby. But Lagos, what's your take on this? What advice do you have for this lady? Remember, no judgment and no comparison. We are here to be better. We are here to cleanse our soul. My producer has told us that we're going to take just three feedback on this one because up next is Lost to the Headlines. Let's talk Lagos. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
All right.
I want to leave as an anonymous. How did you call it?
That's okay. Welcome, anonymous.
The other guy that I called, he dated a two sister.
Yes.
A similar thing.
Okay.
But I will use my own to advise the guy.
Okay.
The best thing for him to do is to leave two of them alone. Going for one is still at risk.
Mm.
Because like me, there was a time I was dating a lady and I warned her not to bring her junior sister. And he bring her junior sister. Before I know, her junior sister fell in love with me and I was staying in one room then. I'll be making...
Oh my days, it really hurts me when, you know, we're just about to get into the juicy part of the conversation and stuff like this happen. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession? Hello?
Go down.
I don't think this person is ready to talk to us. So let's talk to somebody else. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
Oh, so sorry. Call back if you can. Remember, WhatsApp is 08095975805. I'll take that again, 08095975805. This one says, I have been dating this guy for 4 years now. He proposed and we are planning to get married. And a lady showed up last year. year, claiming that she's pregnant for him. I had to call off everything. The lady had a baby boy for him, and now he's still asking me to forgive him, that it was a mistake, and he wants to still be with me, and that he's working on himself not to make such a mistake ever again. I'm still in love with him, but I don't just like the idea of a baby mama in the picture. I mean, having a baby, is that a mistake? Do you ever make a mistake of having a baby? I mean, you think about it, you get into the act, you probably take your clothes off, and you know, turn off the light. Just my opinion. But remember, no judgment. Do you have an advice for this lady? 3 feedbacks only. Do we have more messages? All right, let's take one more message. Let's see. This one says, hello, Nata. I need an advice, please. I am married with a child of 3 years. I work with an organization and earn 168,000 monthly. I give my wife 50,000 for feeding out of the money. I spend more than 30,000 in food for transportation. I pay house rent, pay gas, NEPA bills, school fees, and every expenses in the house. At the end of the month, we have maybe 20 to 30,000 left. I suggested to my wife that we should be saving the remains for maybe getting a land of an emergency, but she objected and said I should be giving it to her to spend. My question is, if the money I'm giving her is not enough for 3 of us, and what should I do? Anonymous from Yanopaja. Anonymous, you have to hold on for that, because up next is Lost to the Headlines. When we come back, Lagos, we have two stories on our hand now, right? The lady who is pregnant 4 months to go, and you know, her husband, or the father of a baby, has, you know, quote unquote, refused to cater to this baby. And this gentleman who gives his wife 50,000 naira and is hoping to save the remaining to at least purchase a land, and the wife says, no, I want that money. Lagos, it's Natalie. I'll be right back. Before the break, yes, before the news break, we had two stories on our hand that we need your advice, Lagos. The lady who is 4 months pregnant for a married man. Yes, she was never told that she was married, but as we speak, she has a 4 months old baby in her womb who's growing. She's a caterer, and you know, this man allegedly has decided not to give her money to cater for this baby. And also the gentleman who called in to say that the other gentleman.
Yeah. I can't remember now.
Let's start from there, Lagos. Let's start from there. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. Okay. Yes. The message on WhatsApp. Yes, the message, because there's a lot of messages here. Yes, the gentleman who earns 165,000 naira, and you know, he'd give his wife pocket money of 50,000 naira, and you know, also pay here and here and here, and at the end of the month, they're left with 20 to 30,000. His plan is to, you know, save up that money and invest it, invest in real estate, buy a land, buy something. But the wife insists that, you know, she wants this money. And his question is, could it be that the 50,000 he gives to her monthly is not enough? What should he do, Lagos? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio set, shall we? Turn it off.
It's off now.
Thank you. Do you have a confession?
No, I have advice for the two of them.
Okay, let's go.
The lady that is pregnant for a married man that doesn't want to take responsibility.
Yes.
So that it's easier for me to advise her to concentrate on her profession, which is catering, but that wouldn't solve the problem in the long run, because we don't know what the man may come up with in the future when the child is finally put to bed. So what I advise she does is to go to the human rights section or welfare, and incident the matter so the man can be invited.
Okay.
And he can take responsibility for his action. Respecting the other man that gives the wife 50,000 naira,
yes,
and she's not satisfied with that, let her get a job. That will make her or help her to appreciate the labor that the husband is giving to her. There's nothing seems to be sufficient these days with the economic situation. So she has a job in addition to 50,000 naira. That just might suffice. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling into the show. Hello, good afternoon. Apologies for that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon. Okay, keep the calls coming in. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call if you're a man. 01465-7190 is the number to call if you're a woman. I mean, this is what I have to say to the pregnant lady. You know, you have to be strong because you're already pregnant. 4 months gone, you're already pregnant. And, you know, you might have to get the man's family involved. I don't know if you know any of his relatives, his aunt, somebody that he listens to. You know, you have to get this person involved and let him know your situation, and hopefully you all come to a common ground. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Ooh, this man is just making so much money this afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have advice. Anonymous.
Okay.
That woman that is pregnant with that man, sorry to say this, that man is highly wicked. Let her meet a human rights activist as the last man called.
Mm.
But before he meet a human rights, let her tell that man that she's packing inside the house. As he don't bring a village woman where he married, and see waiting go reply before he go call human rights activist. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Concerning the 50,000 naira man, you see that money where your wife tell her say make him give her all.
Mm.
God forbid if they sack that man today, that man go salo. Salo means run. Yoruba they call salo. That woman go salo, he go run.
Mm.
Concerning the person we have crushed for 2 sisters. Hello?
No, we're done with our conversation. Thank you very much for calling, Anonymous. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession? Okay, welcome.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go on. Do you have a confession? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm in a relationship, but let me say like five weeks now.
Okay.
I talked to the girl. He has said, yeah. But I did everything, even bought a new phone for her. But I'm hearing some rumors saying that it's playing me, but I didn't believe her that. Because I'm deeply in love. But what I noticed, anytime I ask her, if I call her, she won't pick my call. If I ask her, when another man call me back, ask her why she did my call. She tell me that he's busy in our workplace. So maybe that giving the company is giving me that he's busy in the work, that the world is too stressful, that he's not asking, no problem. Then I did the figure, but I didn't know what to do. Maybe I should leave. And I've tried to talk to her. If I talk to her, I will say sorry that you won't do it again. I'm tired of the picture, but I don't know, let me go or I'll.
You say you guys had just started dating 5 weeks ago. That's just about a month and a week, huh?
Yes.
And when did this start?
Yeah?
When did this start?
5 weeks.
Okay, you started dating her 5 weeks ago. We got that. But yes. At what point did she start to give you attitude? Was it 2 weeks into the relationship? Was it 3 weeks? Was it just about a week ago? How long has it been that she's been giving you wahala?
When the drama thing started, when after she said I was having, but I bought her a new phone.
Okay.
So that day I bought the phone, she started giving me attitude. Now if I tell her to come and see me, give me a screw that this one. The day that she's off, she gave me a screw. Yesterday was her birthday. What I said, I bought a gift for her to come and pick up the thing, tell me that it's not a chance.
She didn't pick up the gift.
Off. Huh?
She didn't pick up the present.
I bought her a gift for her birthday yesterday. Her birthday is yesterday. I picked it up yesterday. She said, you cannot come yesterday. Mm. And I asked her to come. She said, okay, maybe try.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe people are supposed to be seeing me, but I didn't believe that.
All right, I'm going to have to drop your call now. So Lagos can, you know, step in here. Thank you very much for coming. But this is another one. A fine gentleman called into the show to, you know, pour out his heart, because that's the true essence of, you know, Confessions Thursday. He's been in a relationship for just 5 weeks. That's a month and a week in, and you know, things are starting to go south. The his girlfriend is rumored to be playing him. I don't know. I don't want to say cheating, but you know, just playing him and playing with his emotion. Quote unquote, he says he does everything. He does everything for her. You know, he gets her whatever she wants. He got her a phone. Even yesterday was her birthday, and he got her present, and she did not come come pick it up. I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, it's easy to quickly say, oh, she's a bad person. But hey, she might have been having a bad day. You know, she was probably not able to just, you know, for a valid reason. But Lagos, do you have an advice for this man? Remember, we're taking just three advice on each case that comes on the show today. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, please, I would like to contribute and I want to remain anonymous.
That is okay.
Please, to the last man, it's just 5 weeks into their relationship. That is a ticket to tell him that there is nothing good there. This is exactly, it's just like saying word and opposite of my brother.
Mm.
When we were telling him, he was saying no. But at the end of the day, in fact, Kai, my brother is still hanging in the hospital now, surviving. So please tell him.
What happened to your brother?
I don't want to talk about it because if I start, you will not pick any other person call. Please tell him to run. This is not a good. This is not good. This one has no future for him. Mm. Bye, Nessie.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. And I'm sorry about your brother. Hello. Good afternoon. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. A few more calls before we go to WhatsApp. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
The man that calls now, he doesn't need any advice.
Okay.
He doesn't need any advice. Let him advise himself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much too for calling. Lagos, let's not forget the pregnant lady. Let's not forget the pregnant lady and also the gentleman who gives his wife, who earns 165,000 naira. We've taken just one feedback on each of those subjects. So we still have the leverage of taking two more. If you have an advice for these two fine people, please call into the show. Hello, good afternoon. Call back if you can. Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just want to contribute.
Okay.
So concerning the guy who called in and said his girlfriend or someone he's been dating for 5 weeks and all of that, honestly, the signs are there. I don't know why sometimes we just like putting head where we know that there is no head.
Mm.
You know, the signs are there. The girl obviously used him to get a phone, so she just move on. Because I hear pathetic stories of a man who trained it.
Hello? Hello? Ooh, so sorry we lost that call. But thank you very much for calling into the show. Let's take this message on WhatsApp. This is coming from 2XL. He says, hi, that lady just got the result of a careless romance. That man is no longer interested in the romance. The lady needs to be stronger now than when she was without a baby bump. I guess she should know that she was on her own. Okay, so sorry about that. Good afternoon, Nata. Well done for a good job. Please, what is happening with Joyce? Thank you. Says Kate from Moway. Kate, if you're tuned in yesterday, you must have caught up with the moment when I said Joyce was under the weather, and up until when she's back on her feet, I will be standing in for her. Greetings. Could you help me with the contact of the organizers of the program of Dad? Oh, come on. Let's stay on track. Okay. Chris from Allen says, on the story of the woman who is 4 months pregnant, the man is highly deceptive and the solution is simple. She should report the case in the police station, get an officer to accompany her with her loads into the man's house and strictly warn him that nothing must happen to her. She cannot. Thank you so much, Chris from Allen, for sending in that message. But that's as much we would take in respect to advice to the pregnant lady. Now we still have the case of the man who earns 165,000 naira and the gentleman who is only five weeks into this relationship and is starting to get the bass dose of love in itself. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I've gotten married since like December 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, but several times I noticed that if I want to have sex with my wife, at times.
Come again. You got married when?
Two years ago. Going to 2 years now.
Okay, 2 years ago.
December,
okay.
Yes. So anytime I want to have sex with my wife, it used to be like forcing her. And several times I used to call her, what is going on? Is it that I don't do it the way you like? What do you want? Just tell me. But anytime, I notice that there's no changes to the extent that I can't just come out and say, baby, come, you understand that? As a husband and wife, I can't do that. If I say, okay, like, you know, you say no, she may say, you better sleep. You say, I have a headache.
So what is the challenge?
I don't know. There's no any challenge. I've been asking her, what's the problem? And I don't want to go and be doing another thing outside, but she has not been giving me what I want.
How long has this been going on for?
Since the beginning of our marriage.
2 years now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't want to go extra. I don't want to go outside.
You don't want to have extramarital affairs.
Yes, because to be sincere with you, it's not something that is very hard. If I need outside something, it's not hard. But I don't want to do it because I've gotten married already. I'm supposed to stay with my wife alone.
Do you have children?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right.
I don't see what I want from my wife. Anytime I don't receive this thing anytime I want it.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to drop your call and let Lagos step in. Lagos, we have another case on Confessions Thursday. This gentleman who has been married for 2 years now, yes, December, 2 years ago, isn't copulating with his wife. You know, he doesn't know why, but for every time, you know, they need to get into this act, you know, I'm guessing there's an excuse, but she would not just let this man have his way. And from the sound of his voice, you could tell that he's starting to get frustrated, if not already frustrated, and you know he doesn't want to get pushed out there, you know, to go do it is Lagos, the street of Lagos isn't joking, it's probably the norm. I stand to be corrected, but Lagos, over to you. 0700 993 993 993 if you're a man. 01465 7190 is the number to call if you're a lady. 20 minutes past the hour of one. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Anonymous. I'm calling from Okoto in Ikorodu.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to comment on the last caller.
Okay, let's go.
To me, he should call wife maybe around that kind 1 or 2 a.m.
Okay.
Sit her down and ask her what is really the problem. By that time, the woman will be able to know that... this kind of time that my husband called me, after sitting her and asking her, if she didn't see any improvement after some time, I think she can call off that marriage so that he can last. That's what I can advise him.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Neto.
Good to have you. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just want to contribute to the last caller.
Okay, that's contribution number two.
I thought you would have asked the man, how often does he want it? And how often does the woman
reject him?
Yeah, because you know some men, in the sun, in the rain, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, they expect a woman to put herself on the bed. It doesn't work like that.
You know, but I asked him, how long have you been married for? He said 2 years. He also said he have no child. I mean, I'm just trying to put one and two together to see, but I cannot tell how often he wants it. It slipped me.
No, the thing is, we need to kind of understand the man himself should regulate it. Traveling is too often.
Okay.
But what is important is that let her call the woman. Let the woman tell the man exactly what her problems are. Probably the man is disturbing her so much, despite the fact that they don't have a child yet. The woman, on the other hand, should understand that this man wants this thing because they want a child as quickly as possible.
We cannot tell if it's just for the sake of the children. He only said they don't have children. Some people didn't get married to just have children. That's a conversation for another day. But thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Okay, dear.
Awesome. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you. Do you have a confession?
No, I have a contribution. I have an advice for the last at the confession.
Your advice is the last one we'll take, as we're taking just three only. Let's go.
Yes. You see, that woman that does not like sex and having problems with the husband.
Yes.
Married for 2 years. I've been married for 8 years now. Okay. And I have never for once enjoyed sex. Like, normally, the way it ought to be. But there's something I and my husband actually did.
Remember, it's daytime radio. Hold on, before you get into the details. It's daytime radio, so I need it to be as civil as possible. You don't have to get into the intricacies. Let's go.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. So what we did was that we actually sat down. What would make me enjoy and him also.
Okay.
So there is a particular clip that we said, okay, if I watch this clip, it will make me ready.
Okay.
So that was the strategy we've been using for 8 years.
Okay.
Whenever like want to have anything together, that is the clip he will play for me and make me ready. So okay. They can also devise a means. I believe when the man sits down with the wife, try to understand as she might have a weak libido. We have women like that have no libido. They are such that don't enjoy
okay.
such things.
Thank so you very much.
So sit down, understand the why. So there won't be problems. I don't advise the husband to quit the marriage because of this. So they can always work things out. Just sit her down and make her understand, okay, how can we go about this? Our marriage is too early for us to have issues. And we don't even have a child yet.
Thank you very much, lady. I appreciate you. Yes, thank you so much for calling on the show. And that is as much feedback that we will take on this particular, you know, confession. The first person said, have a heart-to-heart conversation with your lady. You know, you could talk to her at maybe 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And the other person said, you know, should it be that you are the one that wants it all the time, regulated? But here's what I would say. I would advise you to see a counselor. Yes, I would advise you to see a marriage counselor. You both go see the person. We're off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues. My name is Nathan.
Hey,
welcome back, Lagos. It's still Confessions Thursday here on Nigeria Info 99.3. And I am reaching you live from our studios here in Victoria Island, Lagos. You know, when we started this conversation, I invited everybody. You know, I told you, ladies, gentlemen, husbands, wives, single, married, complicated, separated, igetasibi, whatever strata of the society that you belong to. You know, one thing is certain is that we are all humans. And as our faces differ, so are our challenges differ. You know, nobody has the same fingerprint. So I assume that nobody has, you know, quote unquote, the same challenge. It might be similar, but it's definitely not the same in verbatim. And that is why I want you to come on the show today and purge. Cleanse your soul. Let it go. You know, open up. Some of you are working with your suit and your tie and, you know, you're in that air-conditioned Mercedes and people look at you like, oh my God, he's so good. But if we opened your head and look into your heart and your mind, oh my, what is going on in your head? I would not envy. But today you have the opportunity to let it go. Do you seek an advice? Are you at a crossroad? You don't know what to do? Call into the show today. If you're a man, 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. If you're a woman, 01465-7190 is the number to call. WhatsApp is still open, 08095-9705. Let's get back to the phone lines. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hello, am I on to 99.3?
That's correct, Nigeria Info.
Okay. I call from Yaba.
Okay, welcome. Do you have a confession? Go on. It's Confessions Thursday.
I want to talk about the guy that complained that the wife doesn't allow him to sleep with
I'm afraid we're done taking feedback on that one. We take just 3 feedback on all of our challenges today. We're done. We have 3 advices and we're good to go. And I told the person,
hello?
Concludes, oh my days, I'm not certain this man's service is working with him. But we're taking just 3 feedback on every confession that opens the way for advice, okay? And we are done with that. Conclusively, I told him to seek, you know, a counselor's help. Go talk to a marriage counselor yourself and your wife. But we still have one more challenge to go. We still have one more slot if you have an advice for the gentleman who earns 165,000 naira. Let's not forget that man, Lagos, and the lady who is 4 months pregnant already. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to have you on the show. Do you have a confession?
Hello.
I can hear you. Carry on.
Hello.
Ooh, sorry. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Neta.
Welcome to the show.
All right. I want to talk about the guy that said he earns
5,000. Yes.
Thank you. You see, for me, let him just go ahead and plan his life.
Mm.
Because if he continues to wait for that lady's opinion, every indication has shown that lady is only interested in what we call badumen and enjoyment.
What is that?
She just wants to continue to eat. So for me, the guy should just quickly go ahead and begin to plan his own life, because there are things that doesn't last forever.
Mm.
Lastly, on the issue of the lady that was pregnant, foremost, let her face her handwork. She should not allow her mistake, because she didn't know that the guy was married. So she should just face her work and see how she can deliver safely and take care of the baby. If possible, let her approach either of these marriage court.
Okay.
They can now mandate the man to take care of the baby. Here's the man, is the father.
Yes.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orile Egomu.
Thank you, Pastor Ladipo. But before you go, you know, I think she should approach the man's family. What do you think? I think she should talk to a relative, you know, maybe his uncle.
From indication,
yes,
the man has shown that he just wants to sleep with her, not that he wants to marry her. So if he approach the man's family now, the man's family may say, well, you now see that they can't force the man against his will.
Mm.
And if they do, the lady will not enjoy that home at all. So the best thing, let her approach the authorities so that they can mandate the man to take care of the child.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor Ladipo. Appreciate you. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
No, I want to speak to the man that has 165.
Mm. You're going to be the last feedback we take on that story.
Okay, all right. My name is Chua.
Welcome.
And I would want to say that a lot of women are good finance managers.
Okay.
But really, we can't say that of all women. So if this lady is not somebody that is good finances, then the man has to go ahead and take charge of the whole family, thinking ahead for the family and making plans for the family. That way, giving the wife 50,000 for housekeep, which he's saying is not enough, I think that is just being unrealistic.
Don't you think, they should have a conversation, especially with the rise
about conversation.
Okay.
In fact, whatever the guy is using the rest of the money for, transportation, saving for a baby, everything, they can sit together and analyze it so that she is very much in the know of what this money is being used for. So that she doesn't think it's 1 million when you are talking about 165,000. I go to work every day. This is how much I spend. I have to buy. You buy credit. I buy credit. You know? You talk about everything. You lay it bare on the table.
Mm.
And then for the man, if the lady is not being very realistic about the spending, then he has to be wise to keep the family and to still make savings for the family.
Thank you very much, lady.
What I want to say is that should he get any raise at work, then he should keep it away from the wife and invest it.
Oh, okay. That took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Yes. Okay.
Let me talk to you.
Let's talk. Right. If you were in the position of that lady and you found out that your husband, say, for the past 2 years, you know, had a raise in his salary and never told you, how would you feel? Because it's easy to advise when you're not in the person's shoes. So how would you feel if you were his wife? How would you handle that?
Well, at the point he's telling me, he's bringing out the money to say, see, I've been able to save all this.
What if that's not a situation? What if you just stumbled on the information? He's probably out of town and you were cleaning the house and you found a file that says, hey, your husband's salary has been tripled for the past 2 years.
And I'll be very angry. I'll be very angry.
So why then are you advising him to do that?
In the long run, it's the money for the two of us.
But you'd be very angry.
I will be angry.
But the anger will not last for long.
We will now know what we are using the money for. If he's putting it to a good use for the family, then he's a good man. You know, we just don't want to see what good he's doing at the time.
Thank you very much, lady. I appreciate you. You know, it's easy to advise when you're not, when you're the advisor, not the advisee, you know. You know, she said, you know, have a conversation, you know, talk to the woman. See things from her own perspective, because you know the price of Maggie is not the same and the price of vegetable in the market is not the same, so let's talk about this. But she then said, hey, should you get a raise or another source of income, please hide it from this woman and, you know, just invest it. And I asked her a fundamental question: if you were the lady in question, how would you feel? And she said she'd be angry, and I wonder why you'd be dishing out advices that you cannot take, in my opinion. But thank you, lady, for calling. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Ooh, whenever you call, be ready to have a conversation. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 08095975805 is the number to send your messages to. I'll take that again. 08095975805. When it's time, we'll switch gears to WhatsApp. But for now, we're still on the phone lines. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yes, so I have a confession.
Talk to us, my brother.
Yes. Let me sit down and confess my sin now.
Okay. Great.
When I was at Port Harcourt, there something happened between me and the lady.
Okay.
So it happened when I had an accident by then. Then I decided to leave Port Harcourt. I did not inform her. And both of us have made a arrangement for, you understand what I'm trying to say now?
No, I don't understand.
You understand?
I don't.
I promised her that I will never leave her.
Okay.
But when I change direction, when incident happened, I now decide to change, to locate myself to Lagos. So since then, there's no communication. I don't contact her. I didn't hear anything about me.
Okay, so take a pause, because we are following your story. So you met a lady in Port Harcourt, and you promised you'd never leave her, and things took a turn. What happened? Why did you have to come to Lagos?
Because of the accident I have there.
Oh, you had an accident.
Yeah, something, my shop burned.
Okay.
So I cannot continue there again, because I know the level I am before. Then I come down to zero. So I cannot cope again.
Okay.
I have to leave.
Okay.
So since there, because of the annoyance of what happened there, I decided not to go back to her again. And by then, there's nothing like phone by then.
Okay.
Communication, there's no communication by then. So I couldn't come. I don't know how she may be feeling now. Maybe she has married now or not.
Oh.
So it just gave me a lot of concern. I don't know how to contact her. I don't know how to, I can't even know her again when I see her, but I'll see for her, because.
How long ago was this?
That was 1992. It's a long time ago.
Wow, 1992.
Yeah, but anytime I remember her before.
That's almost 30 years.
Yes, almost.
So hold on, you didn't have a conversation with her. You just woke up on money, packed your bag and left.
I decided within myself, I said I will not tell anybody because I was annoyed with what happened to me there.
That was selfish of you.
It's like you are eating on the table before, now you can't even see ground again to eat with. So,
do you want to hear the truth from my perspective?
Yes, I want to hear the truth from you. What do I do? That is my
First off, I want to tell you that was a very selfish act. That was very selfish, because
from me or from her?
From your own end, you know, waking up on morning, especially somebody who you had made, you know, promises to, who you had made commitments to, and you just woke up on morning because, I guess you had to drop the call to listen. But I think that was very selfish of you. You could have spoken to her. You could have said, look, this is what I'm going through. Because, I mean, people are different. There are people who are willing to stand by you in the tough times. I've heard stories of how women were able to support their men to get back on their feet. So you just eloping like that was selfish. But let's not dwell on that. We're here, you know, to move forward. This has been in your heart. It's a burden. I would advise that, you know, the only challenge now is you don't even know what she looks like anymore. He said that he cannot even recognize her. But you know, whatever piece of information you have left of her, you know, it could be her home address, her, I don't know, just something that you could use to trace her. If you are telling us that, what did you say? Facebook, yeah, okay, she's Facebook probably on days, Facebook, so. Yes, you probably have a full name, so go on Facebook, try that, find time to probably go back to Port Harcourt and, you know, trace her back, and if this would give you peace, mm-hmm. that is what I'm going to advise you to do. Regardless, you could be married with kids, just apologize to her and let her know the situation that you were in at that point. But if you do have an advice for this gentleman, remember we have just three takes to go, feel free to call into the show. Hello, good afternoon.
If you are telling us that...
Hello?
Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you watching it. Oh, well, do you have a confession?
Okay. No, I just want to say something about what the confession of the last caller.
Okay, let's go.
I think, to be honest, I think you're a bit in a rush to just pass judgment on the man.
Okay.
Selfish. I don't think so, no. Mm-hmm. Being selfish is the proper thing. You see, the truth is that in this society, as a man, your importance most of the time is tied to what you can provide. That is just the truth. I'm a man, if you live the world from a man, if you live in this world from a man's lenses, from a man's point of view, most of the time you are treated based on your value as a man, what you can provide. So I don't blame the man. Yes, I mean, he made a promise to the lady, but then things went wrong for him, so I'm sure he didn't plan that his shop was going to get burnt.
Of course not.
And I can tell you that many times, most women, okay, let me not say most women, but there are a lot of women who would not be able to stay with a man when he's at his lowest. Of course, there are women who can also stay with a man when he's at his lowest, but, you know, being a man, you can't, I mean, this was 1992, like you said, back then the society is not even as we have it now.
This is 29 years ago.
Yes. So he probably just felt, oh, now he doesn't have anything anymore, so what's the point? You know, that was just the decision that was best to him at that point. So you can't say he's selfish, honestly. It's just based on
okay,
what
now you need to understand, when I said selfish, this is not in any way to, you know, downplay him or, you know, no, that's not it. It's just me, you know, stating the fact. It's like seeing a beautiful woman say, oh, you're beautiful. Or, you know, that's what I think. When you say selfish, it means he was really concerned about himself. Selfishness from the person. Perspective of you could have had a conversation with the woman. You could have called her and say, look, this is a bad time for me. I am not probably interested in this relationship anymore, and I want to make a transition. I want to go to Lagos and start all over. Somebody that you had promised not to leave, and she probably was committed to that relationship. God knows how many people she had rejected to stay with him. And you wake up on money and pack your bags and go. Of course, I know you did not plan for your shop to burn. Nobody plans to lose his or her own source of income. But when I say selfish, I'm only saying that you could have considered the commitment you made to this woman. You could have called her and say, look, I'm leaving. You don't even need her permission to go. Just tell her that this is what you're doing. And maybe if he had done that, they probably would have kept in contact. What do you think?
Well, yeah, now you've put it that way. Yeah, I think I can agree with most of what you said. So,
thank you very much for calling. You're a gentleman. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession, and I have an addition to probably the show and what can be done on the show and stuff.
You know what? Let's do your confession. I'll drop my social media handle. You can send me a DM. Let's go to your confession.
My confession is I'm not really happy with a lot of things that is happening in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I am really not so settled about it and how people just go about minding their business when important things that have to do with the welfare of people that stay in the estate. So I just feel like I'm just being like them. If I see certain things happening and I cannot like just take action and
so you feel like the situation is sucking you in. You're not doing anything about it.
Exactly. I'm not doing anything about it. And I just look at it like be something you can do. But you are not just doing anything about it because that's like the whole field.
Could you share with us what is going on in the estate that you're not quite comfortable with?
Like when you see like the welfare of like the security guys and you know how much you actually pay for your security, but you see you kind of had the feel that a lot of things not actually being done for these guys, so it's kind of bad and it's also hard to
change. I mean, you can just have a conversation with the estate committee. You could join the committee if you need an advice. I mean, join them. They have people in the estate who are in charge.
No, it's like a clique. It's not something like you can just enlist and they just bring you in. That's the problem.
You have to find a way around that. You definitely have to find. If you want to make a change, you know, you have to find a way around that. The change starts with you. You know, you should be able to fix your estate challenges, you know, before you go on to your local government challenges and then you go to the state
definitely.
And then the federal level.
And again, I wanted to say, I said, like, people are always calling on the show and talking about other people. I think everybody should just call and talk about their confession.
Send me a DM about that. I told you already. Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, beautiful Natalie.
It's good to have you. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon. I don't have. I want to talk about the man who lived Port Harcourt and since 1992,
two.
Right?
Yes, carry on.
And you expect that woman to wait for you till now?
29 like, years.
Yes, like you said, good thing you explained your side of the selfish, where you been.
Yes.
Like me, when you mentioned that selfish.
Yes.
I said, oh, selfish in the sense that he think about himself and just take off.
Yeah.
So good, you later explain, because when that man was saying something that, why did you say selfish? I said, no, this guy did not understand what
understand, yes.
It's too bad of, at least the lady know that he had such incident, right?
Yes, I'm guessing.
Why not discuss it with her? Or why not wait and see if that woman will stand by you? You just decide to leave. Then after 29 years, you know Port Harcourt. You've been there. Why not go back there after 2, 3, 4, 5 years? 29 years. Please, that woman has moved on. You should just let go of that woman. Don't ever go and look for her and put asunder, I don't know what they call it, between that woman and her husband. Because by now, she's settled down, I'm telling you. That man should just move on with his life. You should let go of that woman.
Thank you very much.
But even Natalie.
Yeah. Thank you
very much. You are doing a good job.
I appreciate
on behalf
you
of,
too.
Sandra, eh?
Not Sandra, Joyce Oyemuwa.
Oh my God. Sandra is our president. Joyce,
thank you so
Joyce,
much.
Joyce.
I appreciate you. Let's see how many more calls we can squeeze into the show. We're going to take two last call on Confessions Thursday before we move to Lords of Logic. Where are my lords? Get ready. Hello, good afternoon. No. We're not going to end the show that way. No way. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. It's good to have you. Do you have a confession?
Hello, I have a confession. I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay, gentlemen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I was in relationships in 2018. So.
Come again? You were in a relationship when?
In 2018.
28 it's years.
No, in 2018.
2018, okay.
Yes, with a lady from my same village, same town in my village. So all of a sudden, the lady decided to do something that got me angry. So the family now said, okay, let me just let her go. Because she will leave me and go to her ex-boyfriend. And at the end of the day, people will tell me that they are always seeing the lady with her ex-boyfriend. So our thought is a lie. So all of a sudden, so I discovered that it's true people were telling me. So a day, there was a day I decided to shoot it. Let me just show around the street. And I saw this lady sitting on the male, lap, on the man's lap at his house.
How did you find out? But carry on.
I didn't know, but I just said, okay, let me just shoot down. Let me just shoot down with a friend. So I was just moving around the street because in my area, there's an area called Toluru. And that's at Ajegunle. I'm calling from Ajegunle.
Okay.
So I just said, okay, let me just shoot. And there's light in everywhere because the local government put light in every area of the street. So I was
this lady looks like my girlfriend. All of a sudden, I saw her sitting down, and people were telling me, guys, that is your girlfriend now, that is your girlfriend. I said, yes, I saw her now. So I didn't say anything, I just walked away. Immediately I walked away, I now turned the other street of my neighbor.
Okay, so what's the challenge now? What's the challenge?
Now, the challenge now, since then I left the lady, I've never met another girl again.
Since 2018?
Now, since 2018. Do you know what?
What?
I don't have that feeling again. That feeling to love, or maybe to have something in common with a lady, I don't have it again. And now my dad is disturbing me.
How old are you, if you want to tell?
I'm 33. I'm going to 34.
33.
I'm 33. I'm going to 34. Mm. And that is one. The second one is that, please, I don't know what to do. I have a feeling to masturbation. So whenever I'm alone, I normally masturbate. So I don't know what to do. I just want to stop it immediately. Sometimes I will stop it for like a month, 2 months. All of a sudden, it just come again. I just feel like, okay, let me just masturbate again. So, like yesterday now, I can't lie to you. I masturbated twice yesterday. So, and I say, okay, let me just try out to make sure that I can stop this masturbation of a thing. Maybe, and because of that, I don't know what to do. And I tried to ask of my friends what to do, but I was like, if I should tell them now, they will just...
They might mock you.
Yes. That's okay. Let me just look for somebody that is very... Who can give me...
An advice.
A platform or what to do.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I'm going to drop the call now so you can hear my take and, you know, a few that we will take as time permits. In respect to your relationship challenge, you said you were in a relationship in the year 2018 and this woman was from your hometown. And there were speculations that she had gone back to her ex and you took out your time, even though you said you took a random stroll. I don't believe you, Bros. You took your time strategically to confirm that story. And sadly, you found her on this very evening on the laps of another man in his apartment, I presume. You are 33, going to 34. Your family is worried now. And, you know, I guess, you know, they're starting to ask you, when are you going to get married? Here's the thing I'm going to say to you as regards to the relationship, you know, challenge. I think you should let yourself leave. You know, leaving is not just waking up in the morning and being able to breathe fresh air. Leaving is letting yourself actually enjoy the moment, you know, experience this thing. Sometimes you're so caught up in your emotion and you subconsciously, you know, tie yourself away from love. You tell yourself subconsciously, I don't want to have anything to do with love. And you think you are healing. You're not healing. You're hurting yourself the more. So let yourself leave. Enjoy the moment. Meet new people. Just go. I don't want to say go with the flow, but at this point, I think that's what is most appropriate. Let yourself leave. Enjoy the moment, all right? I'm going to tell you what I think, my own opinion as to how you can handle the masturbation challenge right after this break. Still the sunny side. Don't go. Welcome back to the sunny side. My name is Nata Lee. I hear Nata Favor Uwabi, the most beautiful girl in Edo State, if I do say so myself. And I'm holding it down for this ever amazing Joyce Oyemowo. It's been a fantastic show today, and we're going to close it on this particular story. A fine gentleman called in before the break, and you know, he had two confessions. He's in a relationship. His last relationship was the year 2018, and you know, up until date he has not experienced love, and that is because he left that relationship heartbroken. And my advice to him is, you know, just enjoy the moment. Let yourself leave. Let yourself leave. And you know, for the second story, he has a challenge with masturbation, which is rather not a new story. A lot of people have this challenge, you know. He called in to say he finds himself, you know, constantly, you know, indulging himself in this act. As a matter of fact, he even indulged in this yesterday while we had language and interpretation. And because we were running out of time and we cannot take too many feedbacks, I'll see if we can squeeze in just one call before I give my take on this challenge. Hello? Ooh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, we cannot take that call. It's rather too distorted. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Do you have an advice for the gentleman? Aw, I guess we lost that call. I guess that's the end. I guess that's my cue to let it go. But here's what I have to say, Mr. Anonymous from Ajegunle, in respect to your challenge with masturbation. I believe that you know the truth. Yes. And the truth alone will set you free. You know the truth and you must confront it. You know how, I believe that you know how to stop this. For you to call into the show and say you want to stop, I think that's the very start of the solution. You have decided that you want to stop. You have to confront the bull. You have to hold yourself accountable. You have to decide that you want to stop. How you want to stop? I would advise you indulge in things that you find interesting. For every time you find the urge, you could take a stroll, just like you did when you caught your ex-girlfriend in the laps of another man. So it's really up to you. Face the truth and confront it. And on that note, we've come to the end of Confessions Thursday, an hour and a half, or rather 2 hours, you know, purging our minds. And I must say, brilliant. It takes a bold heart, it takes a bold mind to come on a platform and, you know, open up like this. For the lady who is pregnant, you heard all of the feedback that everyone had to say to you, and I hope that something somewhere would help you to carry on. For the gentleman who earns 165,000 naira, personally, I would not advise that when you get a raise, you hide it from your family. Remember the oath you took at the altar. For better or for worse, you came together as one. So find a way around to manage that with all the feedback you got today. There's another one who, for the person who left Port Harcourt in 1992, bro, I don't know. I just don't know. But I hope that you find peace at the end of it all. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's still the sunny side. My name is Nata. After this break, we'll move on to what's free. What is freedom to you? But that's a conversation for another day. Let's switch gears, shall we? I said the sunny side here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Ahia Nata Favor YB. I am also known as Nata Lee. And you know, like I'd always say, I'm reaching you live from our studios here in Victoria Island, Lagos. Radio is such a beautiful thing, don't you think? You know, the fact that I could sit in the comfort of our world-class studio, you guys need to see it. And you know, you somewhere in the Netherlands can hear me and even be a part of the conversation on a real time basis. I mean, that's just phenomenal. You can be a part of this by downloading the Nigeria Info app from your Google Play Store or your iOS and listen to us from anywhere in the world. As the Lords of Logic, and you know, in the words of Joyce, where are my lords? Welcome to the show, my lords. Today we'll take a look at respect and likeness. Yes, that's what we're looking at on Lords of Logic today. Respect and likeness. We'll be juxtaposing both words. We'll be breaking them down to their respective tiniest particle and assembling them again. But this time, you would be telling me what side of the divide most resonates with you and your philosophy. Now, to you, would you rather be respected or to be liked? To be respected or to be liked. Now, according to Aristotle, who was a Greek philosopher and a polymath during the classical period in ancient Greece, he believed that likeness should be considered upon things that belong to different genera. That is, as one thing is to some one thing, so is another to another. Meaning, what likeness means to me might not be what likeness is to you. Now, respect, on the other hand, is a feeling of admiration because of one's good qualities or achievement. You know, the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy says respect has great importance in our everyday life. Growing up, you know, we were taught to respect our parents, our teachers, elders, school rules and traffic laws, facility and cultural beliefs. You know, we have even come to value these things that we frown at, you know, random people who have not been able to incorporate this teaching into their everyday life. In fact, in certain social millennia, you may pay the price of disrespect if you violate strict laws. Now, it is said that respect is earned, right? And respect is reciprocal. Earning respect involves consistently keeping to your promises, letting your actions speak louder than your words, asking for help when you need it, helping others when they need it, saying what you mean, all always striving to do better and admitting to your mistakes, you know? That's what it is. Now, my Lord, using humanity as much as in your own person as well as it relates to every other person, would you say respect brings likeness or likeness brings respect? Or do they both go hand in hand? I'll take that again, my lords. Would you say respect brings likeness or likeness brings respect? Or do they both go hand in hand? Can you separate respect from likeness? At what point do you draw the line? 0700-993-993-993 is the number to call. If you're a man, 01465-7190 is the number to call. If you're a woman, our WhatsApp line is 08095-975805. It's 11 minutes past the hour of 2. Let's get into the conversation, my lord. Hello, good afternoon. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Ooh, how are we going to start this on the show? Let's talk to somebody else. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good to have you.
How is today?
Oh, phenomenal. I've been having a good time on radio. What's your name?
Yeah, Lugard is my name. I'm calling from Shibiri.
Lord Lugard, I need you to turn down the volume of a radio set.
Okay.
Let's talk. Turn it off.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Why I called you, your program, I'm so much interested that I like the way you handle people many times.
Mm. Lord Lugard.
When I call, I cannot be able to get you. I'm surprised today by the special grace of what I get you.
You're welcome. Online.
Mm. I know my speaking or my speech is not part of your program.
I would rather you stay in line with that. I'd rather you stay in line with the conversation of the day. But if you're not going to contribute to it, at the end of the conversation, I'll drop my social media handle and you can send me whatever message it is you have to say to me. But thank you for the compliment. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you. Welcome to the show.
My name is...
Hello.
Hello, Eddie.
Yes, welcome.
I said this is Lord Val.
Welcome, Lord Val.
Yeah. I think you can interchange both of them.
Oh.
But I will tilt towards respect.
Okay.
Okay. Being the unspoken word that brings about credibility.
Okay.
Just like you said, your actions speak louder than voice.
Mm.
Okay. You can see somebody, respect somebody for their views, their approach to life, mannerisms, and whatever you find or know about them, you could respect it. And that's...
Lord Val, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yes. We lost you for a second. What did you say?
Okay. It's raining cats and dogs here. So I said respect is like the unspoken word, okay?
Mm.
You said well speaks louder than voice, which is acceptable and okay. So you can see somebody from afar and you can like the person for the way the person looks, okay? But you might not necessarily respect that person until maybe you listen to what the person says, his point of view, and all that, and some, the way they exact confidence, probably the way they relate with people, without you meeting the person one-on-one, you could respect that person. So respect can bring about likeness.
Okay.
Okay? It can bring about likeness, but to some extent, they are still interwoven, but I, as a person, would tilt towards respect, not asking for it, but earning it. Yeah.
Okay, so you'd rather be respected than
yes.
You be
like
liked.
Everybody cannot like you. Everybody cannot like you as a person.
All right.
Everybody cannot like you, but more people can respect you.
Thank you very much, Lord Val, for calling on the show. Our very first call on Lords of Logic. He believes that, you know, with respect, you might attract a bit of likeness. And for him, he's more of a reputable person. He'd rather you respect him than like him. But, you know, let's take today's world into cognizance. In today's world, which would you say is most profitable to humanity? Respect or likeness? Is respect more profitable to humanity? Or is likeness better? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Igwe Victor.
Welcome, Igwe Victor. Lord Igwe Victor.
I'm calling on your program for the very first time.
So good to have you. Welcome.
Yeah. I think somehow they are interrelated, but okay, they are two distinct ideologies. From the angle that respect can actually bring likeness.
How?
But yes. Just like you said, Abnisho, that actions speak louder than the voice. When somebody has proven himself to be what people expect of him, you may see somebody that actually is not like this person, but for the fact that, let me use political office holders, for example, somebody you don't really know for so much, but in as much as he has been handed over a particular position, you begin to look at the person's attitude. He's very, very just. He's very, very, okay. As in, he is administratively efficient in discharging of his duties. When you think corruption might come in, you will see this person discharging his works or his responsibility accurately. Then he will begin to earn respect. He will begin to earn that zest and the aura that people really wish that this is the kind of people they feel. Like, if you go to East now, we have governors, but to have a figure that, because of the amount of his outstanding behavior and the vision in things, trying to speak on behalf of the people, he begins to earn massive respect. So, he begins to earn respect, and that respect brings likeness. People across board love him so much. So, somebody may like you, but you may not
necessarily respect you.
Might like you. He might try to expect something from you. At the end of the day,